Yo, welcome to my first podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be doing our 2019 NBA mock draft. With the NBA draft coming up in 2 days, I was like, heck, why don't we make one? So let's get into it. With the first pick in the NBA draft, I have the New Orleans Pelicans taking Zion Williamson from Duke University. As a freshman at Duke, Zion averaged 22.6 points and 8.9 rebounds in just 30 minutes per game. He is 6'7" and 285 pounds of pure muscle. On top of that, he has a 40-inch vertical. Not a lot more can be said about Zion. With the second pick in the NBA draft, I have the Memphis Grizzlies taking Ja Morant out of Murray State. This season, he averaged 24.5 points, 10 assists, and 5.7 rebounds per game. Ja is known for his flashy dunks and his tremendous passing, but my favorite thing about Ja Morant is his IQ. The way he can split the defense and kick it out or have a crafty finish at the rim is almost unfair for his competitors. With the third pick in the NBA draft, I have the New York Knicks taking RJ Barrett from Duke University. As a freshman going into college, everyone had RJ Barrett as the consensus first pick in the NBA draft. But due to the rise of Ja Morant and Zion Williamson, RJ fell down a couple of spots. He still managed to average 22.6 points, 7.6 rebounds, and 4.3 assists per game. RJ has all the tools to become a superstar in the NBA and can instantly be an amazing scorer. With the fourth pick in the NBA draft, I have the New Orleans Pelicans taking the center Jackson Hayes out of Texas. With the Pelicans just trading Anthony Davis in return for Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart and 3 first-round picks, one of those picks being this one, the Pelicans are in desperate need of a big man. Jackson Hayes, as a freshman, averaged 10 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 2.2 blocks per game. He brings a defensive mindset along with a tremendous athleticism to the Pelicans, which they could use down low. I think that he would be a great fit for the Pelicans and would gel well with players such as Drew Holiday and Lonzo Ball. With the fifth pick in the NBA draft, I have the Cleveland Cavaliers taking the shooting guard out of Texas, Jarrett Culver. Jarrett Culver, as a freshman, averaged 18.5 points, 6.7 rebounds, and 3.7 assists per game. Just watching Culver, you can tell that he can be an amazing scorer. He is a solid three-point shooter and has an excellent mid-range game. With the sixth pick in the NBA draft, I have the Phoenix Suns taking the point guard from Vanderbilt, Darius Garland. Garland, before his knee injury, averaged 16.2 points, 3.8 rebounds, and 2.6 assists in only 5 games. Garland is fast and is an amazing ball handler, which the Suns could really use. Now, with the 7th pick in the NBA draft, I have the Chicago Bulls taking the point guard out of North Carolina, Coby White. Coby White shot up the draft boards after having an awesome freshman season, averaging 16 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 4.1 assists per game. With his size and speed, I couldn't see the Bulls selecting anyone else. With the 8th pick in the NBA draft, I have the Atlanta Hawks taking the shooting guard out of Duke, Cam Reddish. Cam, in his rookie season at Duke, took a backseat to Zion and RJ Barrett, even being the third scoring option. However, Cam still managed to average 13.5 points, 4 rebounds, and 1.9 assists per game. He has all the potential in the world to be a top player in this draft, especially alongside Trae Young and John Collins. With the 9th pick in the NBA draft, I have the Washington Wizards selecting Sekou Doumbouya from France. Sekou is a young foreign prospect with lots of potential, and the Wizards really need a young guy other than Bradley Beal to build around. I don't know much about Sekou Doumbouya, but according to his stats, he averaged 7.8 points and 3 rebounds per game. That's not a lot, but with his height and skill, I believe that the Wizards will select him. Finally, with the 10th pick in the NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks take the center from Oregon, Bol Bol. Send him a new bowl. Bol Bol is a 7'2" freak of nature. Personally, this is my favorite person going into the draft due to his height, his defensive ability, and this kid can do it all when it comes to offense. He can dribble, shoot, he can shoot off of the dribble, and he can finish under the basket. In his freshman season, he averaged 21 points, 9.6 rebounds, 2.7 blocks, while shooting 52% from the three. The only thing that's pulling Bol Bol down was his back injury, which he had to have surgery and missed the last bit of the regular season. This guy has a ton of potential, and I can't wait to see where he ends up. Alright, thank you for listening to my podcast. This is just the first episode. Stay tuned for the next one. Peace.